Hello.
Hey, this is George from Local Splash. Is this Farad?
Yes, George. Hey, we're here together. Hold on for a minute. Wash my hands.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh. George right here, baby. Let me get the phone right quick. Get there. You look like you are worried about where you chill.
We're here, George. We're coming.
Okay. No worries. Take your time.
He forgot the phone in the car, so we got it. Here it is right now.
So, all right, excellent. So, Kimberly, while we were waiting these 30 minutes, I was working with their IT department regarding the issue. They've already made a few adjustments. We just need these to kick in. Now, in order for that to kick in, we need you to delete the app one more time, like delete it entirely, completely off the phone, and then re-download it again. And once you re-download it, of course, make sure that once you re-download it, use the phone number that ends in 4583.
Okay. So I'm uninstalling it right now.
Okay.
Okay. Now, go to Facebook. Okay, so I'm at my Play Store. Local Splash. I am installing. So it's installing right now.
Okay.
You know why it wouldn't yesterday? Because it was on airplane mode. You did that.
No, I didn't.
I know you did.
Okay, so I'm opening the app, and it says get started. So I'm enabling all the notifications. I am allowing all of the microphone, the phone, the Bluetooth. I'm allowing that. Continue. Mr. George.
Yes.
So, you know how I told you that I was doing all of those notifications because it went right to the same page that has 000 on all the analytics. It wouldn't even allow me to put in a number.
So this time it didn't ask you to put in a number?
It never asked me to put in a number, and I downloaded. Okay, hold on. I'm going to.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Do we need to get a new phone? Hold on.
No, my phone's good. I don't even use your phone.
Because I've never had this kind of difficulty.
That just the same thing to me like TikTok.
I'm going to uninstall it.
No, it's deleting. It's deleting the app entirely, completely.
Yeah, uninstall. I'm uninstalling it. Do you wish to uninstall app? Okay. So, and it takes it away. Okay. And now I'm going to the Play Store.
And before you just download that, let's go ahead and just turn the phone off also completely to make sure it recognizes that you don't have the app again, and then turn it back on, and then download.
Okay. So we're turning it off right now. I think I did something, and I don't like the smell of gum. It makes me nauseous.
You be nauseated. I think I'm nauseated.
Okay, what happened? How come it ain't coming on?
Start cutting back on.
Okay.
Like I'm dead in the headlights.
Because I've been up 14, 15 hours. It's snowing here. Sitting on the couch looking out the window. But yes, I can. Because when I'm in Omaha, we have one good snowstorm in March. Okay. Now I'm... I can't even see because the phone ain't connected to the, because you let it, hold on. Okay,
bring it up.
Okay, so we getting ready to go. Oh, thank you.
No, I was supposed to stand over there while you plugged it in.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I did. I really did. The other day, we both stood over there while it was plugged in.
Okay, now we in business here. So let me go to... let me go to Play Store. Search. And
right, and once you have it downloaded, we're going to try just one extra step as well. So let me know once you're back to the main screen.
Okay. So it is down, downloading, and it's showing the percentages, like how much longer it has to go.
Okay.
So it's installed. Do you want me to open it?
Yes, please. Let me know once you're back to the main screen.
Okay. So it says, welcome to Local Splash, and then it's got get started.
Okay.
So you want me to just go through that?
Yeah, the same thing you just said. Just let me know once you're back to the main screen.
Okay. Allow. It never allowed me to put in a phone number.
Yeah, that was expected. So you're back to the main screen, right?
Yes.
All right, so on the top side of that screen, you should see a settings option, which is like the gear icon. Could you click on that?
What icon?
The gear icon, the settings icon.
Oh, the setting. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes.
All right, once you click on that, you're going to scroll all the way to the bottom, and then there should be a button that says log out.
Yes.
You're going to click on log out?
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. So once you've clicked on log out, of course, that means that you're logged out completely from the app. And then at that point,
right.
It's going to ask you to basically, there should be the button that says get started again.
Yes.
So you're going to once again go through that. Go ahead and click on get started, allow, and then just go through it again.
Okay. Now I'm at the where we put the phone number in.
There you go. So now you're going to put the number ending in 4583.
What's the number?
Here's my phone.
Okay, just a second. Give me the digit. 410.
Hold on. Let me make sure.
Okay, so now it's going to send the code to this phone. So it's sending the code. So where do I look for the code here? Oh, wait. Shoot. I should have copied it. Hold on.
Just tell me what it is.
11-41-07. Okay.
11-41-07.
Aha, finally, we got it. Total 54 results.
Good, okay. So you see the stats, right?
Yeah, 46, faith, yeah, okay. So now let me ask you something.
What about the business name? Do you see the business name corrected, or is that still...
Okay. What was the question?
So we had an issue earlier where the business name was wrong, where it said things about carpet cleaning. Did you see that change?
Okay, where did you see that, baby?
What?
Where he said carpet
cleaning. I see it's changed. It's before and after cleaning solutions up top right there.
So it's been correct,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, before and after cleaning solutions.
Okay, good.
The number. The letters corrected.
The wait a minute. Look at where?
The letter. From the
website. Okay, just one second here.
Oh, no, the letters, the website, that's still in the works. So this is just specifically the
app. Oh, this is just the dashboard. Now, can I ask, I want to ask a question here about this analytics page.
Okay.
Can you explain to me what each tab means?
For sure. Let's start with the first one you want to know about. Which one do you want to know about?
Let's go from the left to the right, and then the second, and then down. So total results, then local leads, then review, then Google profile action, then, you know, so let's go from there.
Right. So total results, that's the first one. So that section shows the total of activities that we have collected for your business, which is basically the sum of, like, people who have clicked on your website link, people who have clicked on anything that's related to your Google business profile, anyone that's clicked or interacted in general with your Google business profile. So just to be a little bit more clear, if someone goes into Google and they Google that's anything that's related to your business, they get, of course, all the Google results, right? Now, if they interact with your Google business profile in any way, shape, or form, where they click, like, on a picture, they clicked on your website link, anything that they did on your Google profile, that's that number right there for the total results.
Okay.
All right. And which one was the next one? I'm sorry, did you see there?
Local leads.
Local leads, yes. So this section shows a number of leads that have been collected, whether it's been through the website, whether it's been through that same Google profile, so on. Now, of course, currently, basically, there's been a lot of calls that you've interacted with us through there, so the system might recognize us giving you a call, and it's probably considering us as a lead when it shouldn't. That tends to happen a lot, but that's basically any lead that comes from anywhere. So whether it be Facebook, Google, your website, that's basically what that means.
Okay. The next one, okay. The reviews. Now, is this where I go and have my clients put in the reviews, or is this request review? So that means if I have a client, I send them, you know, a request review, right?
Exactly. Once you click on the request review, it's going to ask you to enter that person's phone number and an email, either or both, whatever you like to do. And it's going to send them a link for them to click on, and then that person's going to click on that link, and it's going to take them directly to leave you a review on your Google profile.
Okay, got it. All right. Now, my phone keeps going out. Okay, then next is Google profile action.
So the Google profile actions is a little bit related. It goes hand in hand with the total results. So that's also when someone interacts with your profile, but with a little extra step. So whenever someone not only finds your Google and starts clicking on things, but they actually go a little bit further, like as far as they click on your website, then they dig in a little bit deeper in the website, you know, like look at your pictures, they read a little bit, they click on things on the website, or maybe they request like directions, if this only applies if you're, if you have like a store office, things like that, where people can actually go to. If not, then that doesn't apply to you. So it's basically for those clients who just go an extra step when they find your profile.
All the way out there where you used to live at.
Okay. And then Facebook ad clicks. I think I understand that. That's self-explanatory. And then
right.
Listing. What's that?
Listing, that section shows the total of number of listings of your business. So for instance, you're currently subscribed to the Google profile, which is again, the, you know, whenever someone Googles you, they find your business. That's one listing. Another listing is your Facebook. And then another listing is your website. So that doesn't really give you much information. It's just to let you know, like, how many things you're subscribed to, in other words.
Oh, okay. So, and here, down here at the bottom, it has home, lead, calls, message. Can you explain, the message? How do I receive a message here?
So that's simple. So whenever someone decides to send you a message, you know how we have like our phone, like without the app, you know how like on our phones, we have like a little message app. That's basically
uh-huh.
what that is. When someone messages you through like any of the listings that you have, you're going to get those messages there. And it's simple. You know, it's the same thing like texting back and forth. It's
oh,
as simple
okay.
as that. Right. And then
okay.
leads. And then leads, that's the most important one that you should be paying attention consistently. So the leads is when you start getting clients. That's where you're going to see all the phone numbers of everyone who at any point has tried to reach you. And then if you maybe missed a call or maybe want to call them back, the lead section is where to go. And then it's going to give you their phone number. If they left a voicemail, you can hear it there as well. And that's basically the list of people who have at some point tried to reach out to you.
Okay. Okay, got it. Now, how do we say, for instance, right now it says we have a total of 8. Is there a way to delete these so every day or when we contact these people so that we will know that we're up to date?
So there's no way to delete them. However, you could change the status of it. So if you click on the lead section, there's going to be like an orange button, let's say, for it's not an actual button, but it's like in an orange color that says follow up needed. Now,
yes.
If you click on a lead, let's say you just click on any random lead, it's going to open like the details of that lead. And then there's going to be a drop down menu that says If it's currently on follow-up needed, if you click on that, it's going to give you like a drop-down option. You can change that follow-up needed to completed. And then once you mark it as completed, then you'll know that, you know, you've already dealt with that, called them or answered a question or whatever the case might be. And then that's how you know whether you've already answered or done that.
I'm on one right now. I don't see where it says complete. Oh, wait. Select option. Okay. So I hit complete and apply. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we get messages, of course, there will be some kind of notification on this phone where someone reaches out to us. We don't have to just keep looking at the dashboard or looking at the messages. We'll get some kind of sound or buzz or ring notification, correct?
Exactly. You don't have to consistently use it. I mean, we always, of course, suggest for you to do that, but it's not a must. Just like you know how when you just downloaded the app, you allowed notifications and you allowed all these things? That's what that's for you to be notified. So since you allowed it, each time someone reaches out, the phone's going to make a noise, just like any other notification. Like when you get a call, when you get a text, it's going to give you a notification. It's going to let you know that you got something going on in the app. And then you just open up the app to see what that's all about.
Okay, got it. So I'll just wait because I'll get a text message when the website is complete. My husband made a request. He wants Upper Marlboro, and I don't know the zip code. Let me see. Upper Marlboro, he doesn't want that on the list. Because I guess that's too far away from his service center. So let me see if I can find the zip code of Upper Marlboro. Is that something you, while they're working on the app, we can have them take off?
Yeah, we can do that. What was the name of that? Is that a county or is that a city?
County.
And what was the name of the county?
Upper Marlboro, Malboro.
Okay, gotcha. Let me see if
I don't even know where they...
You have to add one, too.
I don't even know. Okay, search and stick. I don't even know where they... Or maybe I told them that. So it might be something like... 20772 or 20774 or 20773 Upper Marlboro.
I was able to look it up. I see that the Upper Marlboro zip codes are basically the ones you said. So 20772 and then 20773. And 20792.
Correct. So, and we can request to have those taken off. And then I know when we were speaking on the onset with the representative, we gave several zip codes of the areas in which we were willing to service. What zip code do you want to add since we took off Upper Marlboro?
I'm going to have to find that out, but I got to look because it's like, that's a lot. But
okay.
I want to hear one that's one that's closer to head.
Okay. All right. So we will, as we are calling our clients for reviews, we'll add the zip code. Let me just confirm. We only have one more zip code that we can add?
Yes. So it's basically anything within a 25-mile radius.
Okay. All right. So I think there's only two more things that I think I need to do, and that's reach out to those people so they can give us reviews. And then second of all, our Better Business Bureau website, we wanted to also add that link to our local Splash website so they can know that we've been vetted by the Better Business Bureau. And I guess I got to get the URL code or something?
Yeah, it's up and loaded now. You can get that.
So
you want to add like the Better Business Bureau logo on your website is what you're asking?
I believe you have that, the Better Business Bureau. What do we want to do? Because they have the Better Business Bureau on the website. What else would you like for them to do? Because I think
So they got the UR, which console?
No, they have the Better Business Bureau logo.
So we need the thing so they can link up to it.
Yeah.
Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, is it possible for them to on our website just to have a link so that they can see that we are, or is that necessary?
Yeah.
A link that's going to take people to where? I'm sorry.
To our Better Business Bureau website.
Oh yeah, we can do that. I mean, it's not a must. It's not going to make it's not necessary. But if you want that to happen, that's possible.
Okay, and then finally, let me ask you this, because what my husband wanted is he wanted to just be able to say, like maybe at the end of every cat or page, we are proud support, or maybe the last page where it says contact us, we are proud supporters of Baltimore Ravens, and we sent an icon, the Ravens icon. I have not seen it, and I was just wondering was that because of logistics or an oversight?
Well, I could report that so we can add it and also see if the reason why of it. I that's more of a web developer kind of question. I don't know, to be honest with you. But if you want us to add that, we are proud supporters of Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, but web developer.
You know where exactly you want that?
Okay, that's maybe. At the end page, you've been to websites where at the end it says we are proud supporters of the Shriners, or we're proud supporters of, the Baltimore.
Yeah,
that's a web developer. We need to call them.
But he asked where. So where did we want it? And I guess I was thinking at the last page where it says contact us. And also maybe put that Better Business, that BBB logo on the last page too. I mean, we can talk to the developer. And I uploaded the Raven logo that we wanted.
That they sent us.
But it don't matter. It's just as long as it's an official Ravens logo.
Okay. Well, if you like, I could set you up for an appointment with our web developers directly, where you could explain this directly to them. It doesn't necessarily have to be today. I can schedule you guys for tomorrow. You can discuss all of this in detail with them. Would be the best case scenario if you like?
Tomorrow. Make around 4 our time, or 3, or what time?
You'll be up.
Do you have to go to therapy tomorrow? So let's just make it 4. And then should we still anticipate talking to the manager today?
Oh, yeah. So I reminded my manager that you guys are still waiting on his call, so you should still anticipate that call.
Okay.
So again, I just want to go back to the schedule of with the web developers. So what time do you guys want that scheduled for?
Today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
4.
Okay, 4 o'clock.
Is that 4 o'clock your guys' time? What time do you have now?
For our time, and we have 2 p.m. right now.
Okay, that means that you guys are 3 hours ahead of us. So that's 1, 2, 3. That's 1 o'clock our time, 4 o'clock your time. Okay, I'll have this. Let me just make sure we got that spot available. Give me 1 sec. All right, so unfortunately for that time, that spot is already taken, but we do have 3 o'clock your time available.
Mm-hmm. 3 is good.
3 is good? Okay, great. I'll get you scheduled for tomorrow at 3 o'clock your time.
Thank you very much for your time and attention with us.
You can tell you experience.
We appreciate it, okay, Mr. George.
Mr. George, you know what you're doing. Ain't nobody got us this far.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that. My plan, I'm sorry for everything you guys been through there. And everything that now, so we got, the only thing pending now is basically that web developer thing. And I'll make sure that I'll schedule with, of course, whatever seniors web developers so you can get also everything taken care of. So everything that you've already explained, you guys are going to discuss that again tomorrow with the web developer. Again, it's better that you guys speak with the expert when it comes to the website for them to, you know, make those changes correctly. So everything that you've mentioned already, you're going to repeat that once again tomorrow with that person directly, and they'll make sure that all these changes happen as soon as possible as well.
Okay, thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day and a great weekend.
Thank you so much. You as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
You gave me the weekend,
too. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. I mean, you gave me the weekend, too.
Okay. Oh.